Raymond Lepard has written a memoir about his extraordinary six-decade career in music. The former conductor of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra writes about the friends, experiences, and above all, the music that shaped his life. WFIU's Adam Schwartz speaks with Maestro Lepard about his new book, Music Made Me.
You write in the book about an experience as a boy playing Schumann's Scenes of Childhood that made you superstitious.
During the war, the Germans bombed Avonmouth, which is in Bristol, which is 12 miles away. But on two nights in 1942, they bombed Bath. And it so happened that the night before the first raid, I was playing Schumann Scenes of Child, Kinderszenen, Scenes of Childhood. And I sort of play-acted and did it as if I was doing it a recital. So I played the whole thing through. And that night, we were bombed, and the house I was in was pretty nearly destroyed.
Oh, my.
So I think it was almost a warrantable superstition that the Schumann's Scenes of Childhood were not for me.
You were conducting Rameau's Dardanus at the Paris Opera when the production turned into a fiasco.
Well, it was a fiasco.
What happened?
Well, I think I wrote about this in the book, but there's a Dardanus has to kill a sea monster in order to win his beloved. So this designer, he invented this thing of having a black plastic at the back of the stage, which he would blow up with wind machines, which, of course, were noisy as well. For the first time, it was rather impressive. It was the way it was lit, of course. It was very sinister. You've got this billowing black shape coming downstage. And Dardanus has a sword, and he slashes at the monster, and the monster deflates, well, as you might imagine. Well, that's all right, but you have, it means you have to have a new black plastic sheet of big dimensions for every performance. Or if not, and it was, they didn't, you have to put a plaster on the cut. Well, so eventually it looks as if he's had trouble shaving. And it used to bring the house down.
And with every performance there were more...
Every performance. He needed more than a new razor by the time we'd done the run. it really was altogether a disastrous situation.
The last chapter of Music Made Me tells the story of your coming to the Midwest in the mid-1980s.
Yeah.
You were invited to become music director of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, but your manager urged you to decline the offer. Why did you take the position?
Because I was very attracted to it. She didn't really know Indianapolis, it must be said, but it didn't have a great reputation. Although I was very attracted to the orchestra when I came. There were lots of weaknesses in it. But that's, you know, if you like building things, and I do, that's a challenge and an attraction in itself. And they were also wonderful people. They really wanted to work, and they still do. They're a wonderful crowd.
I've been speaking with Raymond Lepard about his new book, Music Made Me. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Later this year, WFIU will broadcast a new 13-part series on Raymond Lepard's life and music. Until then, you can learn more about the maestro by visiting his new website, RaymondLepard.co.